This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It is August 16th, and on this date in 1898, Edwin Prescott was awarded a patent for what was called the loop-de-loop. It was a roller coaster featuring a section of a vertical loop, setting the stage for bigger and better coasters to come, a la Cedar Point. Prescott operated his dual-track steel roller coaster on Coney Island, New York, and it was considered a major improvement in terms of ride comfort. It incorporated a more elliptical design, which in turn reduced the amount of G-forces and also featured rubber wheels to help improve the experience. Said Prescott of the operation, quote, "Due to the centrifugal action, the contents of the car remain securely in place and the car follows the track." And it was on this date in 1920 that baseball's only fatality occurred, when Cleveland Indians shortstop Ray Chapman was killed by a pitch from New York's Carl Mays in a game played at the Polo Grounds. As he was leading off in the fifth inning, the pitch from Mays struck him on the left side of the head, whereupon an umpire requested the services of a physician. As the silence fell over the crowd, Chapman was taken out of the ballpark to St. Lawrence Hospital, where he later died. Said Mays of the incident, quote, "This is the most regrettable incident of my baseball career. I would give anything if I could undo what has happened." And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.